4 years ago, musician Bo Jennings told KGOU about his desire to pay tribute to a boyhood hero and fellow Oklahoman, Will Rogers. Tomorrow closes out at least part of Jennings' pursuit, an album release show featuring material from The Verdigris. It's a 13-song tribute to the early 20th century humorist. The showcase is set for 8 p.m. at Theopolis in downtown Norman. KGOU's Jim Johnson produced this preview of Jennings' multifaceted project, which also includes a forthcoming documentary film.
My name is Bo Jennings. I'm a songwriter. A lot of my songwriting is sort of based on my experiences growing up in Oklahoma, and that's kind of become a focus of my songwriting as of late. It's been a nice source of material.
Well, I grew up on this river, I know you did too. And I can't help but see a line there from me to you. I try to get a better look at just whatever it is.
I grew up in a town called Inola, which isn't very far from Ooligah, which is the town that Will Rogers was born in. So when I was young, we would go to the Will Rogers Museum. It was one of the first things I really remember doing as as an educational experience. You know, I was always aware of him. I always thought he was cool, but I also kind of knew I didn't know a lot about him, and always thought someday I'm going to, you know, dig a little bit deeper here. And then, you know, a few years ago, I was at my folks' house and they had this Will Rogers biography. And so I picked it up when I was home one time and read through it, loved it. That kind of led me to exploring Will Rogers' history through songwriting.
Did I come here looking for a friend or a ghost? What was I gonna find out here on the coast? If you get a new body, would it be the same? What are we gonna find?
The Verdigris evolved simply out of looking for something to sing about, something to write about. As I would read about him, all these songs just came to me. I was very happy with the results. And so I started thinking about ways to actually record the album. And around that time, I was getting interested in the Alan Lomax work for the Library of Congress, where he would travel and document folk singers around the South, I think mostly. And he would record them in their element. He wouldn't bring them into the studio, but he recorded them at their home or where they worked or in a truck, whatever. For some reason, it made sense to kind of combine those two ideas, the idea of singing songs about Will at places relevant to the actual song. So I've written about different periods of Will's life, and the idea is to perform these songs at places where significant events in Will's life occurred. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to go to that effort, let's film it.
I'm going to go to a small town in Arkansas where Will married his sweetheart, Betty Blake. I'll go to the ranch house he built for his family out in Santa Monica, California, and perform a song at the old family piano still there in the living room. And then the last place I'll visit will be in Alaska, where Will and Wiley Post both died in a plane crash back in 1935.
There was talk about whether it should just be a series of interesting music videos, or can we pull a story out of this? So I'm kind of banking on the idea that there's a story there about not only Will Rogers and simply remembering what he did and who he was, because I feel like a lot of that's faded from our collective conscious in a lot of ways, but also about someone like me going to this ridiculous effort to do this project. I can't pinpoint the exact reason that I feel compelled to do it, and I guess the idea is that maybe I'll try to answer that question by doing it, and maybe that will shed some light on the issue.
That's Bo Jennings on The Verdigris, a musical tribute to Will Rogers. Tomorrow's album release concert begins at 8 p.m. at Theopolis at 113 North Crawford Avenue in downtown Norman. Details are online at kgou.org.